Does anybody see my notes running around here anywhere? That'd be great. If you don't have your notes, I'll try to find my notes, but if you don't have your notes, raise your hand and Tulio will grab some and get those out to you. I just want to pray real quick for Rick. What's that? No, I had him somewhere. I guess I was running around. I want to pray for Rick. If you didn't hear, he kind of went into AFib real quick last week, and I think his daughter prayed for him, if I'm not mistaken, if I see Paula, but I think Michelle prayed, and right that night, I think he went back into regular rhythm, and we're just praying for them as they finish up. The rest of the interns, my wife and my two daughters got back. Sweet, there they are. Got back last Wednesday, so that was nice. I don't know if y'all ever be away from your family for a week or so, but I don't really love it. So that wasn't my funnest week for sure. But we want to pray for them as they're getting ready to come back this week. I can't remember exactly what day. Somebody might have it, but Tuesday. So Lord, we just pray right now for Rick, and we pray for these interns that they would finish well, Lord. That Lord, they've already probably been to a church service this morning, but they might be doing some outreach this afternoon or into this evening, and we just pray in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would just continue to empower them to finish well, Lord, that you would just watch over and protect them as they fly home, and thank you for the good works. And Lord, I know that, Lord, at least 10 or more people have given their lives to the Lord. There's been healings. There's been some just great things that have happened. So, Lord, we just thank you and we bless them. Bless the Boone crew as well. Thank you for Jay and for him taking over as Rick was just resting for a day or so. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to protect and watch over Rick and his heart. And we just thank you for these men and women that have gone and walked in that place of Croatia, of Macedonia and Serbia. And we bless that region. We bless those people. And Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name for continued fruit in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I want to go back really for a minute to back last 3 weeks. Of course, maybe I should stop and see if we really should speak today. In the last couple of weeks, we haven't spoken. I heard you guys had a great service last week. We weren't able to be here. I was supposed to speak. Thanks for Daniel for filling in. My uncle, not one of my closer uncles, but an uncle that we grew up and got to spend at least Thanksgiving and Christmas with, and he had gotten early stages of Alzheimer's, and then really was not doing so well, and he ended up passing away. And the only time that would have been a bad time for me would have been last Sunday at 10 o'clock for a funeral, and that's exactly when that funeral was. And so my Uncle John thanks all of you for letting me come, because he would have had to do the funeral had I not. And if you know my Uncle John, he's not a big public speaker. He's not the one that gets up there and says anything. I tried to get him to do a couple things with me, and he wouldn't even do them. But thanks for letting me go. This morning, I really want to just go back to this area of just talking about spiritual growth. And the Lord really put on my heart in this area in relationship to just this topic of sowing. And we're going to get into that. But I was thinking about how even my uncle was, he served when he came out in his teenage years, he served in the Navy for 4 or so years. And then he came out and he served as a police officer for the city of Norfolk, I believe. He was there for a good while. He ended up going on the Navy base, or a base there. I can't remember what base is down there in Norfolk, but went on the base and was a police officer there. So it was kind of interesting that we were celebrating Memorial Day, and here we are, having the 7-gun salute and everything. They had the big honors for him, And he retired as a police captain from there in Norfolk. And I was thinking about how physically, for him, he sowed his whole life putting his life before others. Like, he gave his life and put his life on the line for others. And I was thinking of that in a physical way, like how he sowed into wherever he went, he sowed his life. He sowed into that. And we kind of celebrated that last week as we were celebrating Memorial Day. But I was thinking about that in a spiritual way too, like, how do we, as in our lives, how do we get in that place where our whole lives, everything that we're doing, we're thinking about this area of just sowing our lives? And I got to this scripture in Matthew 13, 24, and I don't know if I even put it up. I can't remember if I put it up there, but I put it on your sheet. And if I didn't put it up there, just read from your sheet. And this is a parable that Jesus had spoke to those that were listening, to his disciples, those who were listening around that had gathered. And he says this statement: the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in the field. And then if you go on past that, which I didn't put in there, he starts talking about that parable, and he says, he said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus, and the field is the world, and as for the good seed, these are the sons and daughters of the kingdom. So guess what? Guess what you already are? Sons and daughters, but even more than that, you are what? Good seed. It's already in you. It's who you are. And I was thinking about this, one thing that I'd like to do when Leah goes away is I like to try to pick out something to do, you know, while I'm, you know, just especially at night, just I pick a project to do. And one of the things I did, if you want to create insanity in your life, go through all the homeschooling stuff that you've done for the last 13 years and try to order it so you can either give it away or sell or do something with it. That's insanity. But if you... I mean, it took hours to go through and put it all together and put the pieces. But it was interesting. I got into one of Kaylee's and Kinsey's. It's kind of interesting. There wasn't many experiments done in the old chemistry. We got the, you know, when you get homeschool, you got to do these chemistry labs by yourself. So you have to kind of like get all the lab stuff. And it's fine. I don't even know what we did. This one, though, was opened. These are lima beans, and there was a seed pack, so it did get opened. I'm not sure if it actually got used, but it was kind of funny. Now, I was thinking about this in relationship to the seeds in here. These are actually pretty decent-sized seeds. And now, you think about this. Within this seed is the DNA to produce lima beans. I know most of y'all aren't even excited about that. Most of you don't even like lima beans. You know what the funny thing is? Funny moment. Funny thing about Mitch Simonis is that Mitch Simonis was a very picky, if my mom was here, she'd say absolutely, was a very picky eater, okay? I ate bread and jelly for most meals. My grandmother got me, no joke, she didn't get it for anybody else, she got me a bottle of grape jelly for Christmas every year. So I didn't even really appreciate turkey dinners back then. I pretty much would eat maybe a piece of turkey, and then I would eat at least 7 or 8 biscuits with jelly on them. Had to have jelly on them. Anyway, the funny thing about Mitch is that I would eat lima beans. I know, isn't that funny? I hated green beans, brown beans. I hated any bean that was out there except lima beans. I don't know if it's just because they're decently sweet or not, but out of all the beans. But, you know, I was thinking about this bean. There in it is the DNA to produce a lot of fruit. I was going to get to it later, but I'll just say that, I mean, this one seed, if it creates a plant, if it's planted, it can create up to almost 15 to 20 pounds of lima beans. Okay? Now, how old is this seed pack? Let's see, when were you doing chemistry? 5 years, 6 years ago? 5 years, at least 4 or 5 years. All right, 4 or 5 years ago, within this seed packet, I mean, I'm feeling around. There's probably, I don't know, 30, 40 seeds, 50. So multiply that. Okay, if there's 50 seeds, they all can make 20 pounds. Within this seed pack is a... Wait a minute. I was about to say 100. That's not right. I'm the math guy. Do it real quick. See, math guys don't work when you're like right up in front. And you have to... It's pressure. 1,000 pounds of food. 1,000 pounds of fruit, of vegetables. We'll call it fruit just for the sake of it. 1,000 pounds of vegetables right here in this pack. Now, how much fruit did I create over the last 6 years in this pack? None. Okay, but it's in the DNA. It's in the DNA to create a lot of fruit. So what's the difference? What's the thing that's missing at this point? I have to sow it, all right? And we're not going to talk about the soil per se today because I thought I might have two Sundays, so I was going to talk about sowing these last two Sundays. But I really want to talk about this because I feel like Dwelling Places, man, it's kind of interesting. The words that just came out at the end of that, I was kind of like fighting with, gosh, should I even share this message or whatever? But it was almost like the words that came out like right at the end, like, okay, I'm like sowing, like, all right, Lord, should we do this or should we? Was what? Participation, right? It was the word that Jared had in relationship to walking in the purpose that you were created to be, okay? This lima bean was created for a purpose, okay? Now, some seeds are for eating and some seeds are for planting. We're going to talk about the ones that are for planting today. This seed was not created to do what? Stay in this packet or created to eat. Good. Because if you eat all your seed, you won't have any what?
Bread.
Fruit, right? I won't have any more lima beans if I ate all these. But the reality is that in this seed is the DNA. It's in it to create fruit, to bear fruit. And I want to speak some things into you today that it's in you. It's already in there. And the only thing it has to be done is what? To sow. To participate. To have a place where you step out and take action. Now, again, the soil is important, okay? The atmosphere is important. It was really cool. Anybody ever been to the Biltmore? Throw up that last picture, Amy. This is really cool. I'm not even going to talk about this today, but I threw it up there just in case. Anybody ever been to the Biltmore? Just raise your hand. Man, in the greenhouse, amazing. Like, that's the greenhouse. That's just the greenhouse. Like, if you saw the rest of the place, it is amazing. But within that place, there's like, it feels like millions of plants. It's because it's got a great atmosphere to grow in. So it is important where you sow. We're going to talk about that another day. What I want to talk to you today, and we can go back to that first slide there, Amy. What I want to talk to you about today is that I want you to get vision. I want you to be stirred to participate, to start sowing again. I feel like in some ways, maybe we've been something when Rick talked about individual growth and corporate growth right before he left. Sometimes in those seasons, sometimes it's individual, sometimes it's corporate, sometimes it's both. And I feel like we've kind of crossed a season where it's kind of both. In some ways for me, it's been a tough season to sow. It's been a tough season to see sometimes when you don't see all the fruit and you've been sowing for a long time, you don't see, you know, fruit that you might think that you thought you were going to see. Isn't it easy to stop sowing? You know, isn't it easy? It's just harder to in those wilderness times to say, man, I don't even feel like doing sowing. But I really want to ask that the Lord would really stir us up. Stir us up to this place where, all right, God, I can get to that place where, okay, I don't maybe even feel like participating, but I'm going to step to the laminate. I don't even feel like getting together with people, but I'm going to step out and go walk with people. I'm going to go and get in the body. I'm going to go find that fellowship. And so think about this in relationship to these scriptures. Think about what's already in you, okay? Because 1,000 pounds is 1,000 pounds of fruit. We're just going to say that 1,000 pounds of seed potential is in this packet. Okay, what's in your packet? What's in the packet of what God has already put in you? Watch these. Amy, go ahead and flip the. Think about this. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you do what? That you bear fruit. Okay, does anybody feel like here sometimes in your life, like, I am not geared to bear fruit. I am not even made. I'm going to live this life, and I'm just going to kind of have a good relationship with the Lord and just try to squeak my way into heaven. That's not what you were appointed to do. Okay, you were appointed. You were given this seed. You are a seed, right? God said he sows good seed into the field, and he told you, you're the good seed. All right, so if you're the good seed, then what is in you? Good fruit to bear, not to have in a seed packet in a seed form, to have it out, bearing fruit, producing fruit, so much fruit that you got to give it away, right? I was talking to Phil yesterday. They have a little small garden, and he's having trouble eating all the lettuce. Well, great. He can start throwing the lettuce to other people, right? Because he's bearing so much lettuce, he can't eat it all, right? That's the goal. Like, you're bearing so much fruit, you just got to give it away. Like, you got to, it's going to overflow in you. But I love this, that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. So it's not about just producing fruit, but you're actually creating fruit. Every time you create a lima bean plant, you have just created a bunch of seeds. I was trying to think of, I think it was maybe 2,000 seeds out of every plant, maybe. I was trying to remember, I tried to read about it. Every plant has 2,000 seeds. So every plant has the potential to even go plant 2,000 more seeds, or plants. So even in that, that your fruit would remain, that it would continue, all right? So that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will what? Give you. Think about this. You're appointed to bear fruit. Go on to the next one. That you have everything good thing in you to sow. This one I wrestled with a lot in my life because I felt like I lived a life that I always felt like I had to get all the good stuff from out here and do a bunch of good things and like have a bunch of people speaking to me that I'm a good person and all the good. And then finally I would be in a position that I could what? Start giving. Like, now I have good stuff. Everybody's affirmed me. I'm good. You know, this, that, and the other. But that's not what God says. Look at this. I thank my God always making mention of you in my prayers because I hear of your love and faith, which you have sown towards the Lord Jesus and towards the saints. And I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing that is what? In you. For Christ's sake. Every good thing that's in you. Your faith becomes effective when you understand the DNA that's already in there. Right? Of course, the lima bean's dead, but if it's a living, it only will produce fruit if it understands what's in it, and then it can do what? Sow. All right? What were they sowing? They were sowing two things, love and faith. If you can do those two things, you've already accomplished a great amount of kingdom work right there. You know, I think sometimes we try to go find tons of kingdom work when it's right, love and faith. Believe and get people around you, start believing, walking in that fruit, love, start walking in that. There's a lot of good things to sow that's in you, you know, that you don't have to find a position to figure that out. The position is that you have love and faith to give. You have love and faith to give. Remember, sow it. The only way that bears fruit is if you sow it. There's a lot of love in us that sometimes we don't get to because we're jammed up in our heart. And, you know, we've dealt with that over the years. We've walked in inner healing. But there's some of you that have gotten free to love, but it's in seed form. You got to sow it. And that's not performance. It's zero performance. It's who you are. It's already in you. All right? Comes effective through the knowledge of every good thing. Go on to the next one. Everything pertaining to life and godliness is in you as well. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, seeing that his divine power has granted to who? Us, you. He's granted to you everything pertaining to what? Life and godliness. Is that a lot? I mean, life is life. Godliness is how we live it. He's given you everything you need. Everything you need. He's given it to you. Now, where does it come from? The knowledge of what? Him. So what do I need to sow into if I'm going to get to that peace? I've got to sow into my relationship with the Lord. That's why you sow into your relationship with the Lord, because the knowledge of God brings that revelation of all the good things that God has in relationship to that. Go on to the next one. Look at this. If we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared where? Before you were even born. It's in your DNA. It was done. You can't undo it. You can refuse to walk in it, but you can't undo it. Like, there's seed in who you are that God put in there. The DNA are good works. Now, again, it's not performance. A good work might be speaking, just giving Lou a hug when he needs a hug. You know, a good work could be, you know, walking in a place of speaking a prophetic word into somebody when you receive that seed. You can give it. You know, a good work might be, you know, when I'm passing some people on the street, don't everybody do this, but I do this, I pick them up and I give them a ride and I make new friends in this neighborhood. I've got about 5 or 6 people that walk up and down the street that are friends of mine now. Some of them can't speak English, but that's okay. I need to learn Arabic. I was telling George I picked up two others. I think I told you about Faru one time. He was a guy down at McDonald's. He's from Egypt, but I picked up 2 of his friends that were just walking down the street a long way from McDonald's, and I was like, "Come on, I'll take you." I was like, "But those are good works that God can walk. That, you know, just look around. There's a lot of places that you can sow seed DNA of love and faith." I think we make it sometimes harder than it is. It is Christianity lifestyle. It's just 101, you know. And again, God will call some people to positions in relationship to ministry, but we're all called to ministry. We're all called to love. We're all called to faith. It's in your DNA. You can't get rid of it. So there's a reality that to grow the spiritual growth, we're talking about spiritual growth, to start spiritually growing, I have to understand, number one, what's in me, it's already in there. Now, again, it comes forth in, with relationship with God, relationship with the body. That's where it comes forth. But there's already good works. Look at these. I mean, Jesus even said this, the good works that he did, you're going to do what? You're going to do also, and you will do greater. Okay. I'm like, all right, Lord. I mean, those are the ones I'm like in faith. I'm like, all right, Lord, in me is to do greater works than you. You gave us that DNA. You put it. I want to believe to do it. I want to believe to walk in it. Greater works than even him. Walk in them, being able to walk in. Because why? Because he goes to the Father and he walks with us in that. The last one. He puts guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us this treasure that has been entrusted to you. I think part of the treasure that has been entrusted to you is a lot of kingdom seed, a lot of DNA that is in you that is not for you, but it's for you to plant and walk and with others in. So that's what's in you. Those are 5 things, and again, I wish I had some more. I think the Lord was just really stirring me in this area. That's what God wants to entrust into you. That was really the big thrust of this message, is to really understand within you have this seed pack that can create lots of fruit. You, within you, you have a seed. Now, there's realities of sowing and principles of sowing. I might just mention a few of these because you already know them. I just wanted to remember, this is a stir it up reminder. Just like Val stirred us up, hey, participate. Like, it. I know it doesn't feel like, it feels like that's a simple word, but man, sometimes that's a word I need to hear again. Like, sow. Like, it's in you. Sow. Like, it's there. You know, I won't even talk about the reaping part. You'll get all sorts of fruit, but the reality is I'll never get the fruit. 6 years, I've never seen one piece of fruit. I mean, I can eat these. I don't even know how good they'd be, but I don't know how good some lima beans are 6 years later. But I don't even know if you can plant these, if they'd actually make fruit, but I think you can still, which is crazy, yeah, to think about, that there's still, it's in the DNA of the seed. But you think about these realities. I just want to mention a few of them. Just think about Galatians 6, this scripture. The one who has taught the word to share all good things with the one who teaches, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, if I sow lima beans, should I expect to get carrots? Absolutely not. But many times, spiritually in our lives, we sow lima beans thinking we're going to get carrots, and then we're disappointed when we get the lima beans, right? Because most of y'all like carrots more than your lima beans, right? You know, but there's a reality. There's a sowing. So I need to make sure what the seed that I am sowing. That's important. And the reality is the biggest scheme is to try to deceive us into thinking that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times the enemy will try to deceive me into thinking, hey, if you participate in this and do this, it'll make you feel great and you'll feel, like, awesome. And then when I participate and do that, I feel absolutely horrible. Anybody ever been there? Just me. Sorry, I don't want to put y'all's sin out there, you know. But, you know, but that's the reality. I mean, it's amazing how he deceives us into thinking that if I sow that, I'll actually reap something different than what it's that seed is intended. Anything that the world has or the enemy has intended for us is going to create, go on to the next slide, it will actually show us. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap what? Corruption. The one to the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing well, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. There's a facet of that God really wants to keep saying. Don't grow weary in this process. It's not, if I can speak anything, it's not a performance. It's allowing your heart to let the seed out, like believing that God can not only, we've been an inner healing culture. I mean, there's a reality. That's why we deal with the heart, because we want the heart to be in a position to give out, to live out. But sometimes in that, we get really focused, and we got to remember to really ask God to empower us to not only get and receive ministry, but then start letting the seed out after that. Because otherwise, we just kind of, it's kind of like the Dead Sea. If you always receive and you never give, let that out, what happens? Dead Sea, stagnant, right? And then I get frustrated at the body, and then I start getting frustrated at people, and then I start getting frustrated at myself. And then before too long, you're just frustrated, Christian, believer, when really the DNA is not frustration. The DNA is love and faith. It's in there. God wants to get us to it. Go on to the next one. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. I just encourage us, you know, who sows bountifully, you reap what? Bountifully. That's the one I want to focus on. If I give a lot, I'm just going to keep receiving a lot so I can give a lot, so I can receive a lot, so I can give a lot, so I can receive a lot, so I can give a lot. That's the heart. Keep going. And I love this. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving. God wants to multiply this seed. Now, the problem is that if I don't put the seed in the ground and create a plant, then I will never have the next seed, because I'll be able to eat some off of that plant, and then I'll be able to do what? Plant the next seed. That's just the reality of it. I should have some farmers up here teaching this probably better than I can. But that's the reality of life. You know, I want to be able to keep sowing. Sometimes we think I'm so tired I can't sow seed. Well, I'm thinking that we got to start thinking the opposite. Like, if I'm tired, that's when I would sow it, because then I can create more to have more to then see the abundance. Because if I don't sow, or if I sow the wrong seed, then what happens? I don't reap that fruit. I don't reap anything. If I don't sow, well, I think if you don't sow, you still reap something. Whatever you're doing in life, you'll reap probably something. We're always in that process. We're always in that process of sowing. And so it's asking the Lord, help me get past that place of, man, I know I've been in that season where it's like, man, it's exhausting. But help me love. Help me believe. Help me love. Help me believe. Help me love. Help me believe. I'm going to keep sowing. Keep sowing. It will produce fruit. I believe that. And then the last one right there is just, I love this part. Right here at the end, those are the ones whose seed was sown on the good soil. They hear the word, accept it, bear fruit. How many? 30, 60, 100-fold. That's what I'm believing for us as a body. That's what I'm believing for you as an individual. But the cool part is that if you're producing that as an individual, we're going to have a lot of fruit in this body. You know, but only one person. If I'm the only one that's doing it, it's not going to be a whole lot of fruit. If we're all walking in it, it's going to be a lot of fruit. You know, there's going to be a lot of fruit. And so I just encourage you in that the cool part is that all I have to do is sow one seed, and I get to reap what? A lot of fruit off of that tree or plant. Wouldn't it be horrible if you just sowed one seed and you got one seed back? That would be a lot. You'd have to plant a lot to get a little fruit, you know? But the cool part is that God works in this abundance. God works in exponential. He'll take whatever you sow, the seed that you sow in love and faith, he'll exponentialize that. Whatever, that's not a word, but it sounded good. Exponentiate it or whatever. But then the last four things I want you to just take. I don't have time to go through all of those. Just have a few minutes. Just think about these statements. Sow where you need or you want to receive. You ever think about if you're lonely, what's probably the worst thing you can do? Isolate yourself. Now, that's a seed, right? A seed that I'm sowing into loneliness is the seed of what? Loneliness. Right? There's no way to get unlonely if I isolate. So I want you to start thinking, okay, if I need friendship, then I'm going to go sow what? Friendship, love. Sometimes I think we as a people body, I think we in the society that we're living in, unfortunately it's getting harder and harder, but it's because it's easier and easier to isolate, it's easier and easier to be connected and not be connected, really. There's a reality that it's easy to want something but not sow it. But you got to remember, what's the seed that's in you? If I don't sow it, I'm not. So if I need love, what should I sow? Love. If I am frustrated, there's so many times we've been frustrated at one another, and the Lord said, you know, sow love, and I've been like, no. And there's sometimes I don't. And guess what I reap? Not love. No love. But 100% of the time, and I feel like I can say this with almost certainty, 100% of the time that we're at it and I sow love, I reap it. But it is the hardest thing to do in those moments. And it's when it's the hardest, I really want to encourage you, that's when you sow sometimes the opposite of what you're getting. I love this. Blessed are the merciful, they which shall receive what? Mercy. Like if you need mercy, you should what? Sow it. Give it. I felt like the Lord, especially that one, really believe that God's saying that there's going to be a place where you step out, of where you're at by sowing. Like, there's a seed to sow into the culture, the environment, something that's going on in your life. Think about this one. Sow even when you aren't receiving. You know, Jesus did this all the time. You know, Jesus never waited to sow until he was receiving it. A lot of times it's easy. You know, if I'm getting a bunch of love, now it's easy to what? To love. But what I've found is that if I go love a lot of people, I actually what? Receive love. I mean, it's just a reciprocation. And so maybe that's a hard place for you. Maybe it's been a hard season to love. The Lord said, press through and go and express one. Just throw a seed out. I want to love back. Okay? I'm going to walk in that place. Go on to that next scripture. There was a whole long scripture, but this is, keep going. Think about this. I say to you, this is Jesus saying, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. So if Lou mistreats me and I mistreat him back, then I've just sown mistreatment. That's what our relationship will be. But if he mistreats me and I sow prayer, I sow love. Now he can stay where he's at, but I'm not staying where I'm at. I just gain love. I just gain the ability to love when somebody doesn't love me, to appreciate somebody that doesn't appreciate me, that mistreats me when I don't mistreat them. But that's the kingdom. That's kingdom seed. It's in your DNA to do that. I know it doesn't feel like it at the moment because I love my wife a lot. In those moments, one of the biggest breakthroughs, I'll tell one on Kinsey. Kinsey was really a hard little kid when she was about 5 or 6 years old, and you know, you could spank her till you were blue in the face and she would just get just as ornery as there was ornery. I mean, you could just keep going and she'd just get madder. And one time, there's a couple times I'm just like, all right, I got to go downstairs because I think I'm going to cry, but when the Lord, all of a sudden the Lord said, I had disciplined her a couple times, she wasn't getting in bed or whatever, and all of a sudden the Lord said, pick her up, hold her. I was like, there ain't no way I want to do that right now. Anybody been a parent, been that way? You want to throw them across the room versus hold them, right? But I'm telling you, when I sow, I heard the Lord and I said, all right, I'm going to sow it. Totally broke. She loved it. She enjoyed it. I mean, she just, all of a sudden, she could respond to that. So sometimes people can't respond until you take the opportunity to respond opposite of what you feel or your flesh wants. But take that. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. Go on to the next one. Be merciful. Don't judge and you won't what? Be judged. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there won't always ever be judgment coming towards you, but it can't land. Now, if I don't walk in judgment, then that judgment that might come back towards me has no place. Has no place. That's the seed. Don't condemn, you won't be condemned. Pardon, you will be pardoned. So if you feel like I'm, those are things to also look on the other side. If I feel like I'm judged or if I feel like I'm condemned, then make sure that that's not part of the seed that you sow. Give and it will be given to you. I love this. Pressed down, shaken together, running over for your standard, it will be measured to you. So there's a reality that I want to start speaking and declaring and measuring. That's spiritual growth. Like that's when I can start as a believer, begin to put that seed in the soil and watch it grow. That's going to be huge. And the last one, last two. Don't wait for everything gets perfect before you sow. You'll never sow, right? If you're waiting on everybody else to get it right before you get it right to sow, you'll never do it. If you're waiting on that, I feel like there is a facet that some of us have been waiting for somebody else to get it right, but the DNA is in you. The DNA is in you. Don't wait for them to figure it out what's in them. Figure out what's in you and give it. Last one is sow for others' sake, not just your own. All right, it's good to get your own fruit, which everybody needs to eat. Everybody needs to have bread. But make sure that's what Jesus did. For you know the grace of Jesus, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that what? You could be rich. You could walk in that. I always think about one of the greatest seeds I ever sowed was, y'all know the story about Cat Emmanuel, you know, Deanne's mom. She comes by the church, needs something. I get out there too late. I don't see her. She's already gone back to her house over here on the other side of the building. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, go sow a seed. Like, go find her. I didn't have to. I didn't really have to. I mean, I didn't even know her. But all of a sudden, the Lord said, go sow that seed. Go love on her. And man, that started a 10-year relationship where she was one of our, like, family. You know, and I know Deanne and Jason. You know, I know Rose Pastore, all these people, you know, because of that relationship, because I sowed one seed of just loving on somebody. You know, there's all sorts of little stories like that, but I really encourage you that within the seed, within you, is some really good seed. And I just want to pray, maybe if somebody could come up and play a little bit on the keyboard. Oh, that's right, you had a word. Come back, get that and share it. I really had a word too in relationship to seed. He's getting it. Hey, Stephen, is this mic on? We're getting him to do it all at one time.
It's on, okay. While I was hearing it, one, it's not too late. Unfortunately, we paid a whole lot of money for this seed. I think we used maybe two experiments, but anyway, it's not too late. Earlier, actually in prayer, I kept on getting this vision, and I just saw open hands, and they were full, like full of seed, and I heard that scripture, he who supplies seed to the sower. So I felt like that vision was significant about the Lord, like to open your hands for him to fill them. And then the other thing, Amy kept on speaking this word, and she said, your promises are your weapon. And I don't know if you remember singing that. And I felt like, once again, like I had that vision and I could see like his promises dropping into hands. I felt like it fit with that. And then I saw this other picture during worship. And I don't know, Kelly, the man behind you, I'm so bad with names, but.
Tracy?
Okay. Tracy. When you were worshiping, it's like I could see the Lord just, he said to go down, and he told me to scoop up with my hands, and my hands were full of sand, and he said, remind them of my thoughts. And so I felt like this other word was this kind of a participation word of, you know, Psalm 139 says he's seen all the days ordained for us as yet as they were one of them. And they outnumber the sand, and they're his precious thoughts. But like this word of being able to remind someone else of like his thoughts. And it was a little overwhelming because like when you scoop up sand, I'm thinking, wow, like what he really thanks towards Tracy, like his precious thoughts. But I felt like that had to do with sowing, like that was a word to sow too, are his precious thoughts, what he's declaring over someone else. So
what I want to do is we're going to pray that over us. And then I want the prayer teams, if I can get some prayer teams up here. I want you to be, again, this is probably that participation thing. I've just really got this, if you've, it's 6 months and over, like if you've had 6 months or more of just feeling like you've not been able to sow, like you've not been able to give, maybe you haven't been able to even do praise and worship or study at your home because you're like, I feel like it's just so either dry, or maybe I just feel like there's a facet that God really wants to empower you today. It just felt like that. There was this time, like 6 months and over. And so I want us to all stand, and we're just going to, I'm going to pray and release us. But I really encourage you, like if Leah spoke something in relationship to you, maybe you just need to hear that he's reaching down, scooping up some sand and declaring some really good things over you. We need to hear that. Tracy, you need to hear that. You know, that God is really declaring into you really good stuff in your DNA. He's put it in there. And God might need to, you might need it reminded today. And so I'm going to pray and kind of release this, but I really want you to respond. If that's you, respond. I have teams up here. I'll stay up here. These guys will be up here. Some people can pray with you about that. And if you already know that, just come on and get prayer now. But I'm going to pray. Lord, just even as I'm praying, come and grab somebody if that's you. Lord, I want to pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I just especially feel faith for those that have been really inactive, feeling like they've been inactive in ability to sow for 6 months or longer. Maybe it's been years. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray right now in Jesus' name for the just supernatural awakening and life-giving breath of God in them to speak into them, Lord, all the good things that's in them, Lord. The love and the faith that you've already stuck in them, in their DNA. It's in their DNA to bear fruit. It's in their DNA to walk in good works. It's in their DNA to experience all the good things pertaining to life and godliness. Lord, it's in them. So, Lord, I pray especially, Lord, for those that have been through a pretty long season. I pray that that season ends today. Lord, we're asking for that season to end. Lord, that you would just, Lord, maybe it's plowing up the fallow ground, or maybe it's just sending rain of righteousness to them right now. I feel like that's more of it, Lord. You're just bringing a soft, gentle rain of righteousness, of love, of truth, of kingdom, and you're going to fill them with your Holy Spirit, the treasure that's in them, the Holy Spirit of promise. So, Lord, I pray that. Lord, I pray that for Leah's words, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for any of us that need to see that, that hand scooping up those thoughts and to declare into us those good things that you've spoken into us, over us. Lord, I pray that over us right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray again over this whole body. This is a corporate prayer right now. In Jesus' name, empower us to sow. Empower us not to just look at the seed, analyze the seed, and see all the good things in the seed, but and then not sow it. But God, I pray you would empower us to sow it. Empower us to sow it when it doesn't feel like we can sow. Lord, allow us to sow praise and worship when I don't feel like worshiping. Allow us to sow into our relationship with you when I really just want to veg, or allow us to sow love into somebody when I really don't feel like loving. Lord, whatever it is, God, empower us to sow in that place. God, in Jesus' name, as a corporate body, awaken us to sow. And we're going to believe for the good soil, Lord. You've stirred up good soil, Lord, to plug in. Lord, we know that, but God, help us to sow that first step. Lord, it's a great seed packet, but I want to see the fruit of the packet. Lord, I want to see that 1,000 pounds of fruit coming forth from Dwelling Place, Lord. Coming forth from this body of believers that believe. We believe, and we just believe that you're going to do exceeding abundant beyond all we can think or ask as we sow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. So I just encourage you, find ways to do that this week. Like little ways. Like be looking for ways that you can sow, especially love and faith. All of us can do that. But anything else, walk in that. If you need prayer, come get it this morning. Have a great week. Bless on somebody before you leave.